fireman, fire for fireman. I got that fire, I'm hollering.
If you're listening to my show last week, we'd gotten a tip about a guy in Centralia who had burned a birdhouse because it had a bee's nest in it. And as we were told the story, it set off just a legal nightmare for the guy who's been to court four times. He's facing charges after living 42 years with no criminal record at all. And I got an incredible response. And a lot of people thought that it sounded like government run amok, just out of control in prosecuting this guy. So we promised that we would try to get the prosecution side of it. And I'm happy to tell you that Jonathan Meyer, the Lewis County prosecutor, joins us here on Cairo Radio. John, I appreciate you taking the time this afternoon.
Oh, not a problem. I appreciate you giving me a call, Dory.
Okay, so let me just go down the facts of this, because I'm reading the police report right before I talked with you. So this guy says he had a hornet's nest in his birdhouse, that he went out there, put some paper inside. He told me he put inside some paper towels, that he lit it on fire. And I saw pictures, and it looks like maybe a third of the birdhouse was burned on the outside. And he told me he had just a garden hose, and that he squirted it down. There were no lingering embers. He went to bed, and all of a sudden, there were 14 fire and police personnel at his house. Is all of that correct?
Well, you know, the case is still pending, so there's not a whole lot that I can talk about.
Okay.
I will say that, you know, my understanding is, according to fire personnel, the fire was still going when they arrived on scene. And then when law enforcement arrived, they had a hard time waking him up, which I think is what led to the charges. Had he been outside with the hose monitoring the fire, monitoring what was happening, I think there would have been a much different outcome. He admitted to drinking, originally denied having started the fire or knowing who started the fire, and then later admitted to it. So I think all of that kind of led law enforcement to the conclusion that they believed a crime had been committed, and that's why they issued him a citation. After he was charged, that charge is then forwarded by law enforcement to this office.
Okay, now that's a significant difference because, yeah, he told me that he put out the fire, because I asked him, I said, when you went inside, when you went to bed, is there any chance of any embers that could have gone into the hay field? And he goes, absolutely not. So you're telling me that fire personnel said that the fire was still burning in this birdhouse when they got there?
That's my understanding. We still have reports that are coming in, but my understanding is that the birdhouse was still at least hot, not fully extinguished when law enforcement and the firefighters arrived, because firefighters are the ones that alerted law enforcement to come to the scene.
Okay. Now, what this guy said is he lives on 6 acres, and he does feel like he's being persecuted here. He's gone to court four times. He's been told that if he wants to get a lawyer to fight this, it's $5,000. If there was no harm to anything besides the birdhouse, what's the process for someone like you in deciding whether to file charges against somebody like that?
Well, in this case, we didn't file charges. Law enforcement did. On a non-felony offense, they do have the option of what we call direct file, which means they issue a citation to him, and then he has to respond. So in this case, law enforcement filed the charges and forwarded it to us. But when we're looking at a case, we simply look at the law, we look at the facts, and we determine if we're going to go forward or not. And here, I mean, you have a reckless burning, and under reckless burning, it doesn't matter if it did cause damage, it's that it could have caused damage. And the fact that it's next to a fence, which was next to a hay field, is what led to the charges in this case.
I understand that. He told me, because I asked him, was there a hayfield nearby? He said, yeah, it was pretty wet. It was June. It was pretty wet, that there'd be no chance of it catching on fire. I have no idea what the climate was when all of this went down. But, I do know that there were a lot of people who said it's on his own 6 acres. He didn't. Yeah, maybe something could have happened, but it didn't. So, you know, they're telling me no harm, no foul.
Yeah, and unfortunately, that's not the way the law reads. The law reads that if there is a fire and there's a chance of damage to and it goes through a list of things, so structure, vehicle, railway car, aircraft, but then grain, crop, or timber, that it could, if it could cause damage to that, then it can be a charge. And the way our office views it, if there's probable cause to believe that a crime is committed, we'll file the charge, and if the case doesn't settle, then it'll be up to a jury to determine whether or not a crime was actually committed. So I do know that he has a court date coming up on Wednesday, and there's a possibility that the case may settle. I don't know. That certainly it's up to him. We're not going to force anyone to settle. We're not going to interfere with anyone's rights. And so it'll be his choice as to whether or not this thing goes to trial or not.
The other kind of X factor, I think, in how people reacted to this story, because the reaction was, it was like wildfire. And the X factor is, especially here in the Seattle and greater Puget Sound area, we have drug vagrants all over the place who are setting fires. They don't get punished. They don't get prosecuted. And then people hear about this. And I don't know, do you have drug vagrants who set open fires down there in the Centralia area?
Just like any other community, we have a drug problem. I will say that we address it much differently than King County does.
Yeah, I'm sure. I would hope you would. but for my listeners, when they hear how people up here, we have two sets of justice up here for drug vagrants and then for people who are otherwise law-abiding, tax-paying citizens. And so they hear a story like this, and it just becomes one of those. Okay, look, the homeowner gets cited, the drug vagrant does not, but we're used to that up here in King County, that sort of thing.
And that wouldn't happen down here. I mean, we don't care who the person accused is or what their standing in the community is. We're going to take a look at it, and if we believe a crime has been committed, we'll file charges if we believe that we can prove it beyond a reasonable doubt. Same with law enforcement. They're going to take a look at not the individual but the facts of the case, and if they believe that a crime has been committed, then they can direct file, or if it's a felony offense, they can arrest or refer it to us to take a look at.
What kind of punishment for reckless burning if he doesn't take a plea deal? He told me it was up to 364 days in jail.
Yep, it's a gross misdemeanor, and so he's right, up to 364 days in jail. Now, will he get 364 days in jail? No. The way that the courts typically work, and again, each case is separate and is going to be judged on its own, but the way that it typically works is someone, if they are convicted of this, will be sentenced to 364 days, and then a majority, if not all of that time, will be suspended, and certain rules will be placed upon that person. So, you know, no criminal law violations. If it's an alcohol-related offense, get an evaluation and get treatment. And they use that as a kind of a coercive measure to make sure that the obligation
okay.
is fulfilled.
Got it. Look, Jonathan, I appreciate your time. Thanks for giving us the county's perspective on this. I really do appreciate it.
Hey, not a problem. Dory, been a fan for years.
Oh, thanks much. Jonathan Meyer, he's the Lewis County prosecutor, joining us. Okay, so now you've heard a different perspective from the story that we had last week. Does that change your perspective? You can text me at 98973. That's 98973. And we have lots more straight ahead here on the Dory Monson Show.